Hello, everybody. Hope you can hear me. I'm Wendy Strimling, Assistant County Counsel, and I just wanted to mention, let's, in regard to whether or not you have a quorum, you have seven members, so four is a quorum. If you don't have a quorum, you're not having, then you do have authority to cancel the meeting, but without a quorum, you're not having a meeting. So I do want to let you know that. At that point, if you don't have a quorum, if somebody were to make a presentation or something like that, it's not going to show up in the minutes. It won't be the official business. It'll be as if some members of the committee were just met separately. Now, under the Brown Act, less than a quorum can meet without violating the Brown Act, but you would then have to be very scrupulous not to have a serial meeting where you talk to another member of the HAC, for example, because then if you have either like serial communications or a daisy chain communications or spoken wheel, one person talks to multiple people, you've now just had a meeting outside the context of the open meeting. So in general, we advise not to proceed with the meeting if you don't have a quorum. It's not a meeting. We generally tell you don't even proceed at all. But if you do proceed, you'd have to be very, very careful that any member of the HAC who is here would not convey that information to any or have any deliberation outside, of the context of another meeting.
My apology. I thought you were done. There was a little bit of a delay. My apology. Your words.
No.
Let's go for that.
I may have missed this. Sorry, Karen.
Both five and then we can have more of this discussion. Right now, we're waiting to see if one more person comes at 5:05. Well, it's 5:05 now. So there we go. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here for the Housing Advisory Committee meeting. I've been informed by staff that what we are going to proceed to do now, lacking a quorum, is not called a meeting. We're going to call it the gathering of the Housing Advisory Committee. You heard a summary there. If everyone could kindly mute themselves until called upon to speak, that was listed in the chat, but I do know those pop up and disappear. If everyone could do that, that would be appreciated. I've seen one, two, three, I'm seeing three or four. Anita, if you're host, if you could just mute people who are not muted now, perhaps they're having difficulty. So thank you very much. You heard a nice summary of the Brown Act. The members of the committee are bound by that, and we're all trained on it and knowledgeable about that. So rest assured, members of the public, who heard what council said, we certainly do not participate in any daisy chains of communication, talking to one another, and to bypass the Brown Act. We're scrupulous about that. So thank you so much for shining a spotlight on that. If we do not have another person who joins us, this will just be an informational gathering. Members of the public and presenters have taken time out of their schedules to be here, so they will be heard. But we cannot take a vote on any matter. I did hear committee member Williamson who wanted to speak. So would you like to chime in with what you were going to say, Tyler?
Yeah, I was just wondering because I'm assuming that we had enough board committee members RSVP in order for us to host the meeting in the first place. So who RSVP that's not here?
Wes White and Virginia Mendoza. I just spoke to Wes. He'll be on shortly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for clarifying that, Tyler. So we're going to move forward based on what I believe Anastasia had mentioned. And we'll go forward with public comment on we'll follow the agenda, but we'll just switch the order of the new business. That's what we'll do. So if we could do a roll call vote, please, when called upon, please state your name and what district you represent for the not a roll call vote, a roll call to just indicate which committee members and staff members are in the room. And that's for the benefit of the public. And again, if you could mute yourself, if you want to be recognized to speak, we're going to do it old-fashioned way, literally raise your hand and I'll put people in order to speak rather than use the raised hand feature on the in the participants area, okay? So if you could call the names of the committee members for roll, Anita.
Sure. Karen Araujo.
I'm here, I represent District 4.
Juan Calvo.
I'm present.
Wes White. Tyler Williamson.
Here.
Virginia Mendoza. Lee Fitz. Mo Capitu. Roll call's done.
Thank you so much. So Tyler Williamson is in District 5, and Raul, I believe you are District 3. You're in South Valley.
That is correct, South County. Thank you for elaborating on that.
That's great. And the staff members we have in the staff, Anita, can you say your name and role, and Darby and Anastasia?
Yes, Anita, our Senior Secretary for Housing and Community Development.
And Darby and Anastasia?
Darby Marshall, I'm an analyst.
Anastasia Wyatt, Housing Program Manager.
Thank you so very much. We have 21 people in the room right now. And at this time, we do not have a quorum. We need 4 for a quorum. That may change in the near future. We're going to go to item 3, which is public comment on items not listed on the agenda. These would be items which are within the purview of the Housing Advisory Committee, but not on tonight's agenda. And even though we are few, I'm going to ask that to be limited to 3 minutes, because before we made the mistake of not stating that, and we had an impassioned public comment that lasted, I believe it was 20 minutes. So we're gonna make this 3 minutes. And I see council raising her hand. Let me see.
Well,
members of the public, so Wendy.
This is a little tricky, but again, it's a situation where under the Brown Act, if your other member shows up, then under the Brown Act, you call for this public comment for matters not on the agenda. But since you're not having a meeting right now, anybody who chooses to talk, you're not obligated to call for this. And if you do, if anybody speaks, it's not going to be part of the record.
Thank you so
and
much.
And also, I hope Ms. Anita is not taking minutes, because we don't take minutes of non-meetings. So this is really, you got to think about this. This is like sitting around a kitchen table, although we're not doing that anymore right now with COVID, but essentially this is not the meeting. And so when you do start your meeting, you may be calling for the public comment on matters not on the agenda if the other member shows up.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
so at this time in our chat, I would ask if there is anyone who wants to share something with a gathered group with a limit of 3 minutes that is on a topic that has nothing to do with the agenda for the meeting, which we're the guideline for our open public discussion. I didn't see anyone with their hand raised to share anything at this time. So I'll ask Tyler what he would like to say and then move on through.
Yeah, I was just gonna say maybe we postpone the agenda in aggregate, I would say, including the roll call, like all the elements. I say, like, maybe let's just defer that and let's just have a discussion around the rental assistance thing, and then when we get back to, I'm just kind of brainstorming right now.